So somebody told me that I'm too cute to be evil. So I'm going to show you how evil cute really can be. By seducing your mind. By sneaking my way inside your head. And fucking with it however I like. You see, there's something I like about being able to have that control over people. I'm sure you've felt it before. I'm sure you've felt that feeling of absolute loss of control. Until you are begging, helpless, for anything that I'm willing to give you. You see, one of my favorite things to do is to tease you, to torment you, to keep you on the edge of having your mind completely ripped away from you. Always on that edge, always on that cusp, knowing that at any second I could reach my hand right inside your head and pull out your mind and place it on my desk in my control. But will I or won't I? That is the question. You see, I don't have to if I don't feel like it. And sometimes I need to be convinced. Sometimes I need you to beg for it. Because there's nothing I like more than to hear helpless subs begging me to take their minds. Begging me to rip their minds right out of their heads and claim them as my own. And take them and steal them and do whatever I want with them. To change them, to corrupt them, to make them so mindless, brainless, helpless, and submissive for me. I love that. And you see, I could do that right now, couldn't I? Couldn't I? Oh, I could. But the real question is, am I going to? You see, I'm too cute for that, aren't I? I'm too nice and sweet and adorable to even consider corrupting you. Or am I? Maybe I'm just that right mix of cute and evil. Perhaps I need to be convinced that you want to be corrupted. Perhaps I need to be convinced that you want to be completely molded, changed. And that's okay if you're not willing to beg for it yet. I have all day. I can wait here as long as it takes for you to start getting on your knees, looking up at me with those big submissive eyes and begging me for what you want. You see, those who don't ask don't get anything. And that's true here too. Those who don't beg me don't get what they want. And I know what you want. I know what you need, what you crave. I could be nice and I could gently seduce your mind away from you. I could convince you very gently and easily and nicely to please give me your brain. But I don't feel like it. No, I feel like being rough. I feel like being a little bit mean to you. By smashing that brain into a million pieces. And maybe I'll put it back together. Maybe when I put it back together, I'll put it in the wrong order. Maybe I'll put it in the order that I want it to be. But you'll never know until you start to beg, until you start to plead, until you start to grovel before me and tell me what you will do for me. And tell me why exactly I should take your brain, why I should smash it into a million pieces, why I should change it, corrupt it, do exactly what I want with it. Why? Why should I do that? Convince me, and I'll think about it. Sound good? Good luck.